Nickel and Mine in the news recently, and I am in the Toronto Venture Exchange. They've outcropped chip sampling at their Dominion property. Has some nice grades in Kamloops, British Columbia. Caught up with CEO Peter Espig. He ran through the importance of the news and how this sets the table for Nickel and Mining moving forward.
You know, it basically what it is. So I'll just kind of give a 30 second, you know, elevator description of the company. So we have three core assets, like key assets, and they're all standalones. They're all, you know, they could all be listed independently. So one is the long-term focus of our company is the Craigmont Copper. Now it is a permitted mine. It's the highest grade copper mine in the history of North America. And we've been really working on that for, so we were the first group to consolidate the ownership of that since 1982. We consolidated it in 2015, November. So we've been working on that, and we're, you know, continuing to do exploration. We've had two of the top three holes in North America in the past decade. So that's really the long-term focus. We also have a silver mine, and which is also a fully permitted silver mine. And as you know, in BC, it's hard to get permits. And that was the silver mine. In 2012, Nicola Mining was at the time called Halder Silver and had a market cap of $230 million. So our share price right now is 13 cents. Then it was $22. So it certainly, you know, was a different valuation than now. And it's a high-grade silver mine. So our next news coming out is going to be on our silver mine exploration. And then we have BC's only permitted mill that is able to, not the only permitted mill, but the only mill site available that is permitted to accept third-party material from anywhere in the province, like gold or silver. And I hate the term toll milling, because people say, oh, well, you guys do toll milling. But no, because toll milling is what you have in South America, where, you know, all it takes to get a permit is you have CapEx, you have a relationship with a local politician, and you give a benefit to that local politician, and you're in business. Well, BC is very different, because BC, you have years and years of consultation, economic impact studies, economic feasibility studies, environmental impact studies. And so our $40 million asset, which the mill is brand new. We own the land, which we're also the only mill in Canada that is actually permitted as an industrial park, which kind of gives us a little bit more flexibility than your typical straight mine site. And that is really what our source of cash flow is expected to be. So it's the cash flow from the mill that funds the exploration of the silver and the copper. And the news release that we came out with is, you know, I don't know if you are focused on mining companies or purely mining companies, but one of the things that I've learned in mining, and I come from, I worked in the States. I was an executive at Goldman Sachs, and although I grew up around mines, and one of the things that I've learned the hard way is that people in the junior mining space, they bullshit a lot, and they exaggerate, and they fabricate, and they make things up, and so we've had a difficult time trusting people who say they're going to execute and get their mine permits and ship us the material. And we enter in, when they ship us the material, we do a 50-50 profit split. So, you know, we're not, you know, cost plus X percent. We split whatever material they're shipping us 50-50. And the Dominion news release is, it's an asset. It's a high-grade gold asset. It's at surface, and it allows us to fill the mill. So we announced an LOI that will give us a 75% interest in the economic interest in the asset, and hopefully we'll get that running next year. I expect the mill to be running next year anyways, which will, you know, bring in, you know, fairly robust cash flow. So that's the story in a nutshell.
Okay, appreciate that update. That was CEO Peter Espig. Again, that's Nicola Mining, NIM on the venture, and we'll keep our eye on the wire if they have any more news to report.